We continue now with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 31st, and the question 344. Why do we pray before the crucifix and the images and the relics of the saints? We pray before the crucifix and the images and relics of the saints because they enliven our devotion by exciting pious affections and desires, and by reminding us of Christ and of the saints, that we may imitate their virtues. Those whom men could not honor in presence, because they dwelt far off, they brought their resemblance from afar, and made an express image of the King whom they had a mind to honor, that by this their diligence they might honor as present him that was absent. Wisdom, chapter 14, verse 17. Lesson 32nd, from the second to the fourth commandment. Question 345. What is the second commandment? The second commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that shall take the name of the Lord his God in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Profane not my holy name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. Leviticus chapter 22, verse 32. Bring forth the blasphemer without the camp, and let them that heard him put their hands upon his head, and let all the people stone him. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 14. The man that curseth his God shall bear his sin. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 15. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, dying, let him die. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 16. For he shall not be unpunished that taketh his name upon a vain thing. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed is the man that hath not slipped by a word out of his mouth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 14, verse 1. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, for in it there are many falls. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 9. And I have regarded my own holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 21. A man that sweareth much shall be filled with iniquity. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 12. Every one that sweareth and nameth shall not be wholly pure from sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 11. The name of the Lord through you is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Romans chapter 2, verse 24. Question 346. What are we commanded by the second commandment? We are commanded by the second commandment to speak with reverence of God and of the saints and of all holy things, and to keep our lawful oaths and vows. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, and let not the naming of God be usual in thy mouth, and meddle not with the names of saints, for thou shalt not escape free from them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verses 9 and 10. We have sworn to them in the name of the Lord, and therefore we may not touch them. Josue chapter 9, verse 19. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Psalms chapter 33, verse 14. In many words shall be found folly. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his soul, but he that hath no guard on his speech shall meet with evils. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, and chapter 21, verse 23. Let your speech be always in grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Such as bless him shall inherit the land, but such as curse him shall perish. Psalms chapter 36, verse 22. Let my heart rejoice, that it may fear thy name. Psalms chapter 85, verse 11. By what doth a young man correct his way? By observing his words. Psalms chapter 118, verse 9. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy of praise. Psalms chapter 112, verse 3. Blessed is the holy name of thy glory, and worthy to be praised and exalted above all in all ages. Daniel chapter 3, verse 52. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. James chapter 3, verse 2. If any man make a vow to the Lord, or bind himself by an oath, he shall not make his word void, but shall fulfill all that he promised. Numbers chapter 30, verse 3. Let all stand that we have sworn, both of us, in the name of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 42. Question 347. What is an oath? An oath is the calling upon God to witness the truth of what we say. And as he was swearing, Israel adored God, turning to the bed's head. Genesis chapter 47, verse 31. May the Lord do so and so to Jonathan, and add still more. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13. As the Lord liveth, who hath delivered my soul out of all distress, even as I swore to thee by the Lord, the God of Israel. 3 Kings chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. For men swear by one greater than themselves, and an oath for confirmation is the end of all their controversy. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16. But I call God to witness upon my soul that to spare you I came not any more to Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. Question 348. When may we take an oath? We may take an oath when it is ordered by lawful authority, or required for God's honor, or for our own or our neighbor's good. Swear therefore by God that thou wilt not hurt me, nor my posterity, nor my stock. And Abraham said, I will swear. Genesis chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. Put thy hand under my thigh, that I may make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that thou take not a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. Genesis chapter 24, verses 2 and 3. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and shalt serve him only, and thou shalt swear by his name. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13, and chapter 10, verse 20. Swear to me by the Lord, and David swore to Saul. 1 Kings chapter 24, verse 22 and 23, and chapter 30, verse 15. And they swore to the Lord with a loud voice. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 15, verse 14. But the king shall rejoice in God, all they shall be praised that swear by him. Psalms chapter 62, verse 12. Thou shalt not swear falsely by my name, nor profane the name of thy God. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 12. Question 349. What is necessary to make an oath lawful. To make an oath lawful, it is necessary that what we swear to be true, and that there be a sufficient cause for taking an oath. Thou shalt swear, as the Lord liveth, in truth, and in judgment, and in justice. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 2. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, for in it there are many falls. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 9. The daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask of him. Matthew chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. Some of the Jews gathered together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they killed Paul. Acts chapter 23, verse 12. Question 350. What is a vow? A vow is a deliberate promise made to God to do something that is pleasing to him. They shall make vows to the Lord and perform them. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 21. Jacob made a vow, of all things that thou shalt give to me, I will offer tithes to thee. Genesis chapter 28, verses 20 to 22. The people daily in the morning offered their vows. Exodus chapter 36, verse 3. And she, Anna, made a vow, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 11. A vow shall be paid to thee in Jerusalem. Psalms chapter 64, verse 2. The vows of the just are acceptable. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Vow ye and pay to the Lord your God, all you that are round about him bring presents. Psalms chapter 75, verse 12. I will pay my vows in the sight of them that fear him. Psalms chapter 21, verse 26. When a man or woman shall make a vow to be sanctified, and will consecrate themselves to the Lord, they shall abstain from wine and from everything that may make a man drunk. Numbers chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. For he, St. Paul, had a vow. Acts chapter 18, verse 18. Question 351. Is it a sin not to fulfill our vows? Not to fulfill our vows is a sin, mortal or venial, according to the nature of the vow and the intention we had in making it. When thou hast made a vow to the Lord thy God, thou shalt not delay to pay it, because the Lord thy God will require it, and if thou delay, it shall be imputed to thee for a sin. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. Thou shalt pay vows. Job chapter 22, verse 27. If any man make a vow to the Lord, or bind himself by an oath, he shall not make his word void, but shall fulfill all that he promised. Numbers chapter 30, verse 3. A beast that may be sacrificed to the Lord, if anyone shall vow, shall be holy. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 9. You and your wives have spoken with your mouth and fulfilled with your hands, saying, let us perform our vows which we have made, to offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her. You have fulfilled your vows, and have performed them indeed. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 25. Judah, keep thy festivals, and pay thy vows. Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth to the Lord, do unto me whatsoever thou hast promised. Judges chapter 11, verse 36. The things which his father had vowed, and he himself had vowed, he brought into the house of the Lord. Second Paralipomenon, chapter 15, verse 18. If thou wilt not promise, thou shalt be without sin. But that which is once gone out of thy lips, thou shalt observe, and shalt do as thou hast promised to the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 22 and 23. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Psalms chapter 65, verses 13 and 14. If thou hast vowed anything to God, defer not to pay it, for an unfaithful and foolish promise displeaseth him. It is much better not to vow than after a vow not to perform the things promised. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. If he make it void, his sin shall be upon him, and if he dissembleth it, he offendeth double. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 13. Having damnation because they have made void their first faith. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 12. For if, flying from the pollutions of the world, they be again entangled in them and overcome, their latter state is become unto them worse than the former. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. It is ruin to a man after vows to retract. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Thou shalt perform thy oaths to the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33. Pay thy vows to the Most High. Psalms chapter 49, verse 14. Question 352. What is forbidden by the second commandment? The second commandment forbids all false, rash, unjust, and unnecessary oaths, blasphemy, cursing, and profane words. The person that sweareth and uttereth with his lips that he would do either evil or good, and bindeth the same with an oath and his word, and having forgotten it afterwards, understandeth his offense, let him do penance for his sin. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Cursed be the man that shall eat food till evening, till I be revenged of my enemies. 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24. He wrote also letters full of blasphemy against the Lord, the God of Israel, and he spoke against him. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 32, verse 17. They have thought and spoken wickedness. They have spoken iniquity on high. They have set their mouth against heaven. Psalms chapter 72, verses 8 and 9. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not iniquity against God. Psalms chapter 74, verse 6. If he swear in vain, he shall not be justified. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 14. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to indiscreet speech, for therein is the word of sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, and let not the naming of God be usual in thy mouth, and meddle not with the names of saints. A man that sweareth much shall be filled with iniquity, and if he make it void, his sin shall be upon him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verses 9 to 13. The speech that sweareth much shall make the hair of the head stand upright, and its irreverence shall make one stop his ears. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 15. Who shall set a guard before my mouth and a sure seal upon my lips, that I fall not by them, and that my tongue destroy me not? Ecclesiasticus chapter 22, verse 33. But I say to you not to swear at all. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. Let no evil speech proceed from your mouth, but that which is good to the edification of faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Swear not, neither by heaven nor by the earth, nor by any other oath, but let your speech be yea, yea, no, no. James chapter 5, verse 12. Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform thy oaths to the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33. A curse uttered without cause shall come upon a man. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. But for two things they shall be justly punished, because they have thought not well of God, giving heed to idols, and have sworn unjustly. Wisdom chapter 14, verse 30. Question 353. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is, remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day. You shall do no work in them except those things that belong to eating. Exodus chapter 12, verse 16. Tomorrow is the rest of the Sabbath sanctified to the Lord. Exodus chapter 16, verse 23. See that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Exodus chapter 16, verse 29. See that thou keep my Sabbath, because it is a sign between me and you. Exodus chapter 31, verse 13. Keep you my Sabbath, for it is holy unto you. He that shall profane it shall be put to death, he that shall do any work in it. Exodus chapter 31, verse 14. Let the children of Israel keep the Sabbath. Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. Keep ye my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 30. Blessed is the man that doeth this, that keepeth the Sabbath from profaning it. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2. That unhappy man asked, if there were a mighty one in heaven that had commanded the Sabbath day to be kept. And when they answered, there is the living Lord himself in heaven, the mighty one, that commanded the seventh day to be kept. 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. The seventh day also shall be most solemn and holy unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. Numbers chapter 28, verse 25. The first day also of the seventh month shall be venerable and holy unto you. Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. The tenth day also of this seventh month shall be holy and venerable unto you. Numbers chapter 29, verse 7. And on the 15th day of the seventh month. Numbers chapter 29, verse 12. Observe the month of new corn. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. Question 354. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment, we are commanded to keep holy the Lord's day and the holy days of obligation on which we are to give our time to the service and worship of God. This day shall be for a memorial to you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. You shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread. Exodus chapter 12, verse 17. Everyone that shall do any work on this day shall die. Exodus chapter 31, verse 15. 6 days shalt thou work, the seventh day thou shalt cease to plow and to reap. Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, and chapter 35, verse 2. Thou shalt keep the feast of weeks with the first fruits of the corn of thy wheat harvest. Exodus chapter 34, verse 22. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear in the sight of the Almighty Lord, the God of Israel. Exodus chapter 34, verse 23, chapter 23, verse 14, and chapter 23, verse 17, and Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and shalt gather the fruits thereof. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath to the land. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 and 4, Exodus chapter 23, verses 10 and 11. Bless ye the Lord, all his elect, keep days of joy and give glory to him. Tobias chapter 13, verse 10. The days of the festivity of this victory is received by the Hebrews in the number of holy days. Judith chapter 16, verse 31. You shall also count this day among other festival days. Esther chapter 16, verse 22. These also are the holy days of the Lord, which you must celebrate in their seasons. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 7. And he ordered the seasons and holidays of them, and in them they celebrated the festivals at an hour. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 9. Some of them God made high and great days, and some of them he put in the number of ordinary days. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 10. Question 355. How are we to worship God on Sundays and holy days of obligation? We are to worship God on Sundays and holy days of obligation by hearing Mass, by prayer, and by other good works. You shall offer a holocaust for a most sweet odor to the Lord. Numbers chapter 29, verse 2, and chapter 28, verse 27. Sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It is lawful to do a good deed on the Sabbath days. Matthew chapter 12, verse 12, Mark chapter 3, verse 4, and Luke chapter 6, verse 9. Question 356. Are the Sabbath day and the Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and the Sunday are not the same. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, and is the day which was kept holy in the Old Law. The Sunday is the first day of the week, and is the day which is kept holy in the New Law. In the seventh day is the Sabbath, the rest holy to the Lord. Exodus chapter 31, verse 15. The people kept the Sabbath on the seventh day. Exodus chapter 16, verse 30. If that which was done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is in glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. Mark chapter 2, verse 28. And Luke chapter 6, verse 5. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. On the first day of the week, when we were assembled to break bread. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Question 357. Why does the church command us to keep the Sunday holy instead of the Sabbath? The church commands us to keep the Sunday holy instead of the Sabbath because on Sunday Christ rose from the dead, and on Sunday he sent the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. Bless ye the Lord, all his elect, keep days of joy and give glory to him. Tobias chapter 13, verse 10. This day shall be for a memorial to you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. This is the day which the Lord hath made, let us be glad and rejoice therein. Psalms chapter 117, verse 24. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. When the Sabbath was passed, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. And when the days of the Pentecost were accomplished, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Question 358. What is forbidden by the third commandment? The third commandment forbids all unnecessary servile work and whatever else may hinder the due observance of the Lord's day. Thou shalt do no work on it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, and Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. The seventh day thou shalt cease to plow and to reap. Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, and chapter 23, verse 12. I charged them that they should sell on a day on which it was lawful to sell. 2 Esdras chapter 13, verse 15. You bring more wrath upon Israel by violating the Sabbath. 2 Esdras chapter 13, verse 18. The first day shall be most solemn unto you and holy. You shall do no servile work therein. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 7. And every soul that shall do any work, the same will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no work therefore on that day. It shall be an everlasting ordinance unto you in all your generations and dwellings. Leviticus chapter 29, verses 30 and 31. Question 359. What are servile works? Servile works are those which require labor rather of body than of mind. I saw in Judah some treading the presses on the Sabbath, and carrying sheaves, and lading asses with wine and grapes and figs, and all manner of burthens, and bringing them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I rebuked the chief men of Judah. 2 Esdras chapter 13, verses 15 to 17. Take heed to your souls, and carry no burdens on the Sabbath day. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 21. Question 360. Are servile works on Sunday ever lawful? Servile works are lawful on Sunday when the honor of God, the good of our neighbor, or necessity requires them. What man shall there be among you that hath one sheep, and if the same fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not take hold on it and lift it up? Matthew chapter 12, verse 11. It is lawful to do a good deed on the Sabbath days. Matthew chapter 12, verse 12. Ye hypocrites, doth not every one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the manger and lead them to water? Luke chapter 13, verse 15. Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit, and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day? Luke chapter 14, verse 5. Lesson 33rd, from the 4th to the 7th commandment, in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism. Question 361. What is the 4th commandment? The 4th commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Thou shalt honor thy mother all the days of her life. Tobias chapter 4, verse 3. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long lived upon the land which the Lord thy God will give thee. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. He that honoreth his father shall have joy in his own children. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 6. He that honoreth his father shall enjoy a long life. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 7. He that honoreth his mother is as one that layeth up a treasure. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 5. He that feareth the Lord honoreth his parents and will serve them as his masters that brought him into the world. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 8. Honor thy father in work and word and all patience. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 9. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. I have no greater grace than this, to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. Question 362. What are we commanded by the fourth commandment? We are commanded by the fourth commandment to honor, love, and obey our parents in all that is not sin. Tobias answered his father and said, I will do all things, Father, which thou hast commanded me. Tobias chapter 5, verse 1. Gather yourselves together, and hear, O ye sons of Jacob, hearken to Israel your father. Genesis chapter 49, verse 2. If a man have a stubborn and unruly son, who will not hear the commandments of his father or mother, and being corrected, slighteth obedience, the people of the city shall stone him. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 to 21. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and chapter 6, verse 20. A wise son maketh the father glad, but a foolish son is the sorrow of his mother. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. A wise son heareth the doctrine of his father. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. Hearken to thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Children, hear the judgment of thy father, and so do that you may be saved. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 2. Glory not in the dishonor of thy father, for his shame is no glory to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 12. Son, support the old age of thy father, and grieve him not in his life. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in thy strength. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Of what an evil fame is he that forsaketh his father, and he is cursed of God that angereth his mother. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 18. Honor thy father, and forget not the groanings of thy mother. Remember that thou hadst not been born but through them, and make a return to them, as they have done for thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verses 29 and 30. Let everyone fear his father and his mother. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. He that shall curse father or mother, let him die the death. Matthew chapter 15, verse 4. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9. And Exodus, chapter 21, verse 17. He that curseth his father and mother, his lamp shall be put out in the midst of darkness. Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 20. We will continue with the 33rd lesson in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on the next tape, tape number 14. This is compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox.